At the Head Model Flying Club, there are 14 clubs in Surrey registered with the British Model Flying Association. Set up back in 1957, the club has about 60 members. And when our reporter visited them, people were flying their planes and drones whilst others sat nearby in the clubhouse chatting and enjoying the outdoors. Sounded very similar to us here. One aspect of the hobby you might not know about is called first-person view. Julia Moore put on a headset to give it a go.
One aspect of model flying that we didn't mention is what's called first-person view. And that's where there's a camera actually mounted on the plane and it sends a signal to a headset that you wear so you can actually get a view as being flown from the model, as a pilot in the model would see. One of our members here has an FPV, which if you'd like to give it a go.
Oh my gosh.
If you're flying FPV, you have to have an observer with you. So the person wearing the goggles, if he's flying the actual model, has to have somebody who can keep visual line of sight on the model and warn him of any dangers, because obviously when you're wearing goggles you have a restricted field of view, whereas somebody just standing is able to look around and see everything around them. Alan here, give you a go.
So this is a proprietary commercial off-the-shelf system. This is a drone, a multi-rotor, a lot of people are aware of. This has a digital downlink to the set of goggles that you're going to be wearing.
Gosh.
So this allows you to experience exactly what the drone is doing as if you were sat inside the drone. For the purposes of the flight, you're going to wear the goggles and I'll fly the aircraft line of sight.
I was about to ask if you could fly it. I don't want that responsibility.
No, you won't be allowed to fly it.
Okay.
But you'll get the impression of being inside the aircraft, and so you'll get to see what the field looks like. So just a couple of things. When we put it on, holding it just like this so we don't press any buttons inadvertently. We'll pop it onto our face and then pull the strap over your head, so you might need to lose your baseball cap.
Okay.
And then there's a couple of sliders here, and you'll see when I'm moving these sliders, it moves the lenses side to side.
Okay, nice.
This is called the interpupillary distance. It allows you to set it up so you can see nice and clearly.
Ah.
Okay. So for me, because I've got a big head, I need them fully out wide, so
right.
I need to adjust these in until you can see everything nice and clearly.
Okay.
So on the front of the aircraft here, we can see a little camera, and so you'll be looking exactly from this camera, so as we're flying around. Now we'll
so it's like over the horizon, right? And can you move the camera up and down?
Well, so you can see.
Gosh.
And we'll start off nice and gentle.
Amazing.
And then we promise not to make you fall over. Okay.
So is it like wearing a VR headset?
Very similar to wearing a VR headset, but real, because you're looking at real images and it's a real aircraft and it's flying in real time.
So are we going to be doing barrel rolls?
No, we won't do anything like that because you will fall over. But over your head, there you are.
Thank you.
And you get that.
Oh, gosh, I can see why you could get unbalanced here.
Okay, and now I can adjust the lenses. What you can see in front of you is all the information from the drone, and that's giving you the connection strength, the signal strength, the number of GPS satellites, the duration for the battery. So it gives you all the information you need to be able to fly the aircraft nice and accurately.
Guys, drone taking off.
Okay. Motors are starting, it says on the screen. Wow, we've taken off.
So we should be able to see you.
Oh my gosh, you're flying overhead. Amazing. And look, we've got the runway in front of us, and there's the clubhouse and the cars parked up. Someone's bringing up a big glider.
Okay, so are you ready?
Gosh, yeah, so
hands
we're about to head.
The car.
Hands inside the car and get ready to go. Wow, we're up in the sky.
So we're flying nice and gently. We're just going to turn around a little bit so you can see Alex's tie them off. Now, unfortunately, I can't see anything, so I'm just relying on...
Yeah, so I can see the tiger moth. It's right in front of me. I can see the Leatherhead, the recycling area, a farm.
So we're going to speed up a little bit.
Okay, we're speeding up. It is very much like you're on it. Wow, when you're up here, it just solidifies how green this area is, doesn't it?
It really does.
It's beautiful.
Okay, are you ready to go a little bit faster?
Okay, I think I can cope.
So we're going to go a bit faster.
Gosh, it really does. Woo! Okay. It makes you feel a little bit like you're dizzy, doesn't it? Okay, we're going over the runway. Are we about to buzz some trees? It looks like we are. Oh my gosh. So is this the same sort of drone? Do lots of people have these sorts of things with drones?
It's a very popular, very common drone. And this sort of technology is readily available. But you can also have exactly this technology onto a model aircraft. And there are regulations, strict regulations, on where and where you can fly this. And you can't fly this on your own just looking through the goggles because you can't, unfortunately, see if there's an aeroplane coming up behind you.
Yeah. It's odd because I normally look around while I'm recording or broadcasting, but right now it's very much tunnel vision.
This is become very popular with the sport of drone racing and aerobatics. So it's a great use of the technology, providing it's done safely.
Nice stuff, Julia Moore, experiencing the first-person view flying with Leatherhead's Model Flying Club. Now, if you can hear a plane in the background, it's hardly a surprise. We are live and have been all afternoon as part of Surrey Day. From